Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We now have in the studio our next guest. We've had loads today.
I know.
It's Jeff from the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Yeah, good afternoon,
afternoon Jeff.
Good afternoon, Mary.
Now, it's November, so I've got a funny feeling I know what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure you won't be surprised. I'm going to mention, obviously, this Saturday, 5th of November, fireworks night.
Yep.
Probably one of our busiest nights of the year for Fire and Rescue Service. So just a few tips and safety bits, really, to keep people safe on that night, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, first of all, we would advise anybody to go to an organised firework display rather than have one at home.
Yeah.
They're a lot safer. The fireworks are probably better than you would buy and get at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the figures show that less people get hurt at an organised event than they do at their home firework display.
Right, yeah.
However, if you do decide to have one at home, a few rules that you need to abide by. First of all, you know, if you do have a bonfire, make sure it's away from the house or a fence or a bush. Have a look overhead. Make sure there's no electrical cables or telephone wires overhead.
Yes.
Make sure you don't build the bonfire too much in advance, because animals can get in there, hedgehogs, sort of thing. So, you know, protect our wildlife. And before you do light the bonfire, just have a little look. Make sure there's no animals hiding inside.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you're lighting the bonfire, just use paper and you know, kindling wood. Mm. Please don't use petrol, paraffin, or any accelerant, because that can cause a problem.
I bet it would, yeah.
And just have some buckets of water on standby.
Yeah.
Just in case things do get out of hand, make sure you've got a mobile phone with you so that if you need to dial 999, you can. That's either for the fire service or ambulance if an injury occurs.
Yes, and if it's windy like it is today, then don't do it.
I would say definitely don't do it. You know, if it is windy like today, then go to an organised event if there is one on.
So use your common sense, basically.
Exactly. It's common sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I mean, people do like to have their own fireworks.
Yes, they do.
Especially if you've got little children, the main firework that children tend to like are sparklers.
Mm.
Now, they're looked upon as being quite harmless, but in fact, they are very dangerous. Mm-hmm. They burn with such an intense heat.
They do.
And they are only basically a piece of wire
mm-hmm.
covered in a chemical, and when you set fire to it, it burns very fiercely.
Yep.
So please make sure that whoever's holding that sparkler has got a pair of gloves on.
Yep.
It's usually children that have these. Don't wave them around. It's certainly in people's faces or near people.
No.
And when it's gone out, make sure there's a bucket of water on standby
so you can
put it in to make sure it's cold.
Absolutely.
Because they are still quite hot after the sparkler is gone.
Quite satisfying hiss when you put them in a bucket of water.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, definitely.
I remember when I was a child, we used to have fireworks at home, and we're talking, more than 10 years ago now. My dad used to nail the Catherine wheel to a fence, and we'd have rockets stuck in the ground and things like that. He'd light it all. We had to still stay well out of the way, obviously. But it was all good fun.
Yeah. It's just common sense, though.
But
it
is common sense. You don't have those type of fireworks now, though, do you?
No, not so much. No.
I mean, you can still buy fireworks, you know. I mean, you used to be able to buy them anywhere, really, couldn't you? But you can still get them. And what we say is if people do want to have their own firework display, make sure you just follow the firework code.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you will probably find that online or even on the back of the firework packet itself.
Yes.
But the main things are that you need to remember is don't set them off if you've had alcohol. Don't have a drink and then decide to have a firework display. Keep them in a closed box.
Yes. Away
from the fire, away from where you're lighting the other fireworks. Yeah. Only light one at a time and use a proper taper and stand well back.
Yes.
And if the firework doesn't go off, please don't return to it.
No.
Because there have been...
Might suddenly burst into life.
There have been incidents when that's happened.
Yeah.
So they've gone up to the firework thinking it's a dud, and actually it's exploded in their face.
Nice.
That is it, really. The other thing is just bear in mind your neighbours. If they've got pets, if you're going to have a bonfire, just speak to your neighbour. out of courtesy, yeah. say, we're going to have a bonfire, you know, just keep your windows shut. And if they've got pets, just be mindful of what type of firework you use. You know, ones with loud bangs aren't good for cats or dogs.
Can you not get silent ones now?
You can get silent fireworks, that's right. Yeah.
So, and also, only buy your fireworks from reputable dealers. Don't buy them from the bloke you met down the pub.
No. All fireworks should have the CE mark on them.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to look for. If they haven't got that, then they are probably cheap imports or illegal. So make sure they've got the CE mark.
Yeah.
And don't forget, the guys who put on the professional displays actually have a qualification to allow them to do that.
They do. They go through quite a bit of intense training.
I bet they
do. And they have certain licences in order to operate that type of firework. The only other thing, really, is sky lanterns. I know we mentioned it last time. So we mentioned it during the hot period.
Yeah.
Because it's firework night coming up, again, sky lanterns, please don't use them.
No. You just don't know where they're going to land.
You don't know where they're going to land.
And even if they don't cause a fire, there's metalwork.
Too dangerous.
We've got a lot of thatched properties on the island, a lot of fields with horses in, that sort of thing. Yeah. So you just don't know where they're going to land.
And they get caught up in them and all sorts, don't they?
So sky lanterns, no, do not. If you can go to an organised display, please do. If you're going to have something at home, common sense, follow the firework code. And don't have a bonfire unless you absolutely have to, because there's no need for that.
No, exactly. And if you do have a bonfire, please just make sure you burn garden rubbish. Don't burn your household rubbish or tyres or anything plastic. Just garden rubbish.
Yeah. Or some wood if you've got it. That's all fine.
That's all you need.
But they say the fire brigade is there to help should you get into a problem.
Yeah, so if you think you're... bonfire's getting out of control, ring someone.
999 straight away.
And so if it's windy like this, don't even think about it.
Please don't.
No.
Thank you, Jeff. That's always helpful stuff.
It is.
Of course, one more thing.
As
it's Tuesday, test it Tuesday.
Test it Tuesday. Smoke alarms.
Please test your smoke alarms. Make sure they're working.
Yes, indeed, we do. Test smoke alarms.
Well, someone was suggesting on social media the other day that when you change your clocks back, check your batteries in your... smoke alarms.
If you've got the type of smoke alarm where you have to replace the battery,
as a point of doing it,
a good reference point is every time you change your clocks, replace the battery.
Yeah.
I know our smoke alarm has got a 5-year battery or something.
Most of them now.
Some don't.
It certainly lets you know when you need to change it.
So it's a good time. It's a good reference point.
It is. So change it when the clocks go back and test it every Tuesday.
Yes.
Can't be bad.
Perfect.
Smoke alarms do save lives, and they're really cheap.
They are.
I mean, considering what they do, they're really cheap.
They're a fantastic piece of kit. Yeah.
And you can find it a lot more if you go to the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire Rescue Service website. And there's all sorts of stuff on social media as well, isn't there?
Yep, there's a lot of things on the website. You can do an online safety check on your own property online, and that will give you a rating of whether your property is high risk, low risk, or medium risk. And if it turns out that it's a high risk, it will probably refer you for a home safety visit from one of our firefighters.
Yeah.
So if somebody decided they wouldn't have fireworks outside, they'd have some indoor fireworks. They're proper indoor
indoor fireworks, you can.
Yeah.
Again, we wouldn't recommend it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen this. I remember them having them years and years and years ago when I was quite small, but I think you can still get them these days. But yeah, best not.
We
need to know, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff.
And definitely don't bring your outdoor ones indoors.
Oh, no, don't do that. We'll see you next month for some December advice.
Oh, yes.
I wonder what the theme will be then.
Oh, let me think. It's not like it'll be barbecues, is it?
Yeah. It might be.
You never know. We've seen somebody barbecuing on the beach on Christmas Day.
We have.
I've seen that
cooking
happen.
Their Christmas dinner.
On the island or in Australia?
On the island.
On the island.
It was chilly, but we went for a walk to give us a bit of space for our Christmas lunch, and we saw them.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.